Sunday, Pastor Todd asked us a question. What will you do with the empty tomb? Not a question we've heard often, or maybe some have never been asked that question. The question has caused me to deep dive into my heart and mind and ponder on, what will I do with the empty tomb? What have I done with the empty tomb? Will I go and tell the story of what Jesus did for me? Will I just look at the story as an amazing story and let it lie there? Or will I just leave the story and wait until next Easter to hear it again? It's a lot to ponder on. It's a lot to think about. But thank you, Pastor Todd, for that very thought-provoking question. In John 3:17, it says, "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him." God deeply desires to see all people embrace His Son and find salvation through Him. He invites us into a relationship with Him so we can work as partners with God and tell others of the empty tomb. The thought of being a partner with God is an amazing thing. I think that God has strategically placed each one of us where we are in order to go and tell friends wherever we are, family and acquaintances, about Jesus and what He did for them, and that He did what He did because of His unconditional love that He has for us all. How do we partner with God? In Ephesians 3:1-10, we find that the purpose and plan for the empty tomb, where Jesus rose from on the third day after He was crucified on the cross, was that people would know Him. That was the whole reason, so that people would know Him. Paul said in verses 8-10, "To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places." In order to partner with God, we must know Him. To know Him is to love Him, and to love Him, we must share Him. In order to partner with God, we must understand what His purpose is in sending Jesus. Mark 10:45 says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many." And Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." John 10:10-11 says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Therefore, the empty tomb. Why do you think it's so important to share Christ with others, to share the purpose of the empty tomb? In John 14:6 and Acts 4:12, it tells us that it's important for us to share Jesus with others because He is the only way to salvation. "No one comes to the Father except through me," Jesus says. Jesus is the only way to salvation. The only way to eternity in heaven is through Jesus. What will you do with the life, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus? The empty tomb. Do you believe it? If yes, who will you tell? If you don't believe it, why not? Remember, John 3:16-17 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him." I had a pastor years ago that would often say to the congregation, "Okay, folks, what's it gonna be? Go and tell or sit in the pew?" Okay, folks, what's it gonna be?